Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Thanksgiving is the covenant highways to seeing prophecies fulfilled. It is a good thing to do what? To give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show what? Forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. There are two things that heaven releases over every destiny. His faithfulness and what? His loving kindness and his faithfulness. These are the things that preserves destiny. If you wake up in the morning, it is because of his loving kindness. If you are able to see the nine season, it's because God is faithful. Why? Because many goes out in the morning, they never return in the evening. But for you, when you return, that shows God has shown you his faithfulness. But when you sleep, you slept in the night and you woke up in the morning, it's because his loving kindness is still speaking in your life. Praise the Lord. So Bible says anytime we return to say, to give God thanks, we must always return to give God thanks. And anytime we return, it's a good thing. Praise the Lord. That shows if we refuse to give thanks to him, it is what? A bad thing. And it's an error. May we not commit such blunder. In the name of the Lord. Now, please understand that the paths of life are the highways of life. Bible speaking in Psalm 16 verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life. Praise the Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You can't walk therein until and unless it is shown to you. Praise the Lord. Bible says, thou will show me the path of life. That shows there is a path you and I will walk that will add value to our life. That will give life to our being. Praise the Lord. And thanksgiving is one of those paths. Praise the Lord. I said, you can't walk therein unless it is shown to you. And only Jesus, the way himself, knows the way. And other people who knows those ways are the people that have been shown. In thy light shall we see light. Praise the Lord. This is why Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. Bible tells us there that we should seek the whole path. That there is a path you and I must follow. Look at it. Thus saith the Lord. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the whole path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Then when we walk in that place, we shall find rest for our soul. Restlessness could be as a result of what? Ingratitude. Because we have seen thanksgiving now as the covenant highways through which the prophecies of God can be fulfilled in our lives. Praise the Lord. If God promised you 10 and you saw one, until you give him thanks for one, two will not come. That is the pathway. That is the pathway. So I see grace released upon our lives this season to follow that way so that we can enjoy rest for our soul. Praise the Lord. Please understand that thanksgiving is defined as the will of God in scriptures. And anytime we do the will of God, we see the prophecies made by God come to pass in our lives. Praise the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, Bible says, in everything, do what? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That shows God expects you and I to always return to give him thanks. So, thanksgiving is the will of God. And for you to do the will of God requires that you always give him thanks. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20. Bible says, giving thanks always for all things. For how many things? For all things. Unto who? Unto God. And the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks. You slept, you woke up. In the name of Jesus, I give you thanks. He delivered you from slight headache. That slight headache has sent many to grave, to the grave. That slight headache has sent many to untimely grave. But this is the slight headache you are playing with. Praise the Lord. But Bible made us to understand that we must walk that path. And the path is that of giving thanks. Giving God thanks always for all things. It may not have happened the way you wanted it, but something happened. Let us return to say, Father, thank you for the one that has happened, but this is what I desire. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36, Bible says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, praise the Lord, ye might what? Receive the promise. Thanksgiving with patience are a requirement for seeing prophecies fulfilled. I gave him thanks in the morning. In the afternoon call, I gave him. And in the night, things hasn't happened the way you wanted it. You still give him thanks. Praise the Lord. Please understand that we cannot see prophecies fulfilled by our strength, but by the hand of God at work in our lives. Because everything God says concerning you will require God to bring them to pass, not you. If we want to bring it to pass by ourselves, we will labor and labor and labor in vain. But my prayer this season is that no one here will labor in vain. We cannot see prophecies fulfilled by strength, but by the hand of God at work. Praise the Lord. Knowing fully well that there is nothing God cannot do. We had somebody share testimony that she has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb for 26 years. How many of you had that testimony during Shiloh? 26 years. And when God showed up, it was massive. Something massive is awaiting somebody here. In the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. Bible says, he will keep the feet of his saints. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. But anytime you choose to do it by yourself, you give the wicked an opportunity. But when you allow God and you rely on his ability, he has the capacity to silence every wicked around your life. And that is what will happen this season. I said that is what will happen this season. Every wicked around anyone's destiny here shall be silenced in darkness by the hand of God. Why? Because for by strength shall no man prevail. In 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 15, that was Solomon speaking. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spoke with his mouth unto David my father. Then let's see how those things God said came to pass. And that with his what? With his hand fulfilled it this day. It wasn't by reason of David's ability. If David was left to use his energy, he would have been long dead. Praise the Lord. And we read from that scripture also how God on a daily basis sent him help while he was busy running away. Praise the Lord. Unless God help you, no man can help you. Not even your uncle. Praise the Lord. But when God helps you, your uncle can help you. Maybe you don't understand. Your help is not in the hand of man. When you connect with the hand of God, it will make men to help you. That's why people take offense unnecessarily. Because where we are looking at, that is not where our help will come from. You are seeing that this person has what I need, and yet the person is not seeing you. It's because God is not involved. Praise the Lord. Something will happen for somebody this season. But let us understand that we cannot see prophecies fulfilled by strength. It will take the hand of God to make those things come to pass. Praise the Lord. How can you explain somebody was unlawfully discharged from his work for 26 years? 26 years. That shows somebody, 26 years, you can have about 4 degrees, Abby. 4 degrees or 5. 26 years. Then they now recalled him, not to come and work after 26 years. And they paid him every kobo. They calculated all of the allowances, including his leave. Perhaps he won't even go on leave, but yes, they calculated everything. It was universal, it was supernatural at that year. Because they just packaged everything and gave it to him. And if he was the one saving the money, could he have saved such amount? That's what they kept his money for 26 years. He wasn't even making expenses from it. That can only be by the hand of God. I pray for somebody here now. There is something that belongs to you that you have been fighting for. As the Lord lives, the same one who did this will recover your home for you. I decree for you recoveries. I decree for you restoration. I decree for you the release of what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. I don't think that man was even thinking about it again. But yet, the God of heaven, whose hand fails not, made it happen. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 43, the Bible says, they did not get the possession of the land by their strength. It says, neither did their harm save them. You know, they begin from verse 1 by saying, our fathers have told us. Our God, not how you. Praise the Lord. Our God, by his hand, drove away those enemies. And how by three things God secured the land. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own harm save them. There is somebody here now. Hand over that battle to God. There is a battle you are fighting. Please, in the energy of the strength, you may not succeed. But beginning from now, hand it over to God. You are here. You can hear me now. Neither did their own harm save them. Look at what God used. But by thy right hand, I pray that beginning from now, the right hand of God will begin to speak on your behalf. And thine harm, and the light of thy countenance. That's just when the eyes of God goes with you. Darkness can't stand any longer. And look at the last thing God used. And because thou do what? As a favor unto them. The hand of God, the eyes of God, the favor of God secures the land. I pray for somebody here this morning that beginning from now, the hand of God will begin to speak for you. The light of his countenance will shine on your path. And the favor that comes from him alone will envelop your destiny. In the name of the Lord. We cannot see prophecies fulfilled by strength. Now, what is happening in this commission? Is it Bishop Oyedepo that is doing it, Papa? You heard him all through Shiloh telling you that it's just God. It's just when you are lying, he will be doing it through you. What God told him and what is happening now is even far beyond what he had then. One man, a nation. Praise the Lord. Presidents calling on him now to come and help them in their countries. Praise the Lord. Somebody's story will change. And even some of us were asking during Shiloh, I heard somebody said, when Papa came during morning devotion, hour of prayer, somebody said, this man again, but he was the one who ministered yesterday night. See him again, hour of prayer. Abi. Then he came again, hour of visitation, with unusual strength again. Then he came again and can man do that? Without the hand of God sustaining you, you will run amiss in the journey of life. I pray for somebody here now. There is an unusual weakness surrounding your destiny. The hand of God that sustained Bishop David Oyedepo will sustain you. In the mighty name of the Lord. Please understand that in this kingdom, whatever we do by strength don't last. Hello? Whatever we do by what? By strength don't last. It is what we enjoy by his hands that is durable. If he's the one who gives you success, it will last. If you achieve it alone and you did not commit it into his hand, you will discover that even you yourself, you will expire. I say the hand of God come upon somebody here now. I said, I see the hand of God come upon somebody here now.
That's why the Bible says, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Not what man does. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be what? It shall be forever. Because it was his hand. It is as a result of his hand. Somebody will see the hand of God. Says somebody will see the hand of God. How many of you have heard about Jesus of Oyinbo before? Eh? Jesus Oyinbo. You know, if you visit Maryland in Lagos, there is a place there where the man dominated before. But go back there now. You see that? No more reference. But if it is God, 200 years, 300 years, you will still be hearing about it. Why? Because the hand of God is involved. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Somebody's destiny will be established by the hand of God. You will outlive your enemies. I said, you will outlive your enemies in the mighty name of the Lord. So we have the example of Abraham. Now, Abraham was said to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. And these are the things he did to see the prophetic word concerning the birth of Isaac come to pass. Praise the Lord. He was strong in what? He was strong in faith, giving God thanks. He wasn't bamboozled with the outlook of his challenge. He wasn't carried away with the deadness of his strength of that of Sarah's womb. Praise the Lord. But Bible said he held on to what God has spoken. And with that thing, he kept giving, you know, he kept giving God thanks. And anytime you give God thanks, all you are doing is you are reminding him. Praise the Lord. So we saw that in the life of Abraham in Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Bible says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That strong in faith, we can phrase it, rephrase it. Praise the Lord. What does it mean to be strong in faith, giving glory to God? If you look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, Bible tells us there that this is the confidence we what? We have in God. He was strong in faith. His confidence and trust in God has not changed. That is what that place is saying. He was strong. He just believed God that what he says he will do, he will do. And because of that, he kept at it, giving him thanks. This is the confidence that we have in him. And this is faith. Having confidence in God. And because of that, going the extra mile to please him because you know he won't fail you. That was the story of Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God. Some of us, we hear prophetic words. Even before we leave church, we don't doubt it. Listen, I beg now. So then they talk. Such one cannot attract the hand of God. Because the one behind the performance, you've already doubted him. That's just nothing will happen. I pray for somebody this morning that your faith will not fail. I said, your faith will not fail. I believe the hand of God terminate them this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord. May I encounter something now, Shiloh? I don't know about you. Praise God. I know those words will speak. Bible says in that verse 21 of Romans 4, and being fully persuaded, that is what it takes to trust God. Being fully persuaded. That what he had promised, he was also able to perform. That is the faith. Praise the Lord. Being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was also able to what? To perform. And that was what gave strength to his faith. They are human beings. At some point, even Sarah doubted God. She laughed. See what they are saying. These people have come. Medically, I can't have. Where are they getting this thing from? Praise the Lord. Medical facts will always be swallowed by scriptural truth.
Praise the Lord. Medically, I'm not meant to have children from medical report. But truthfully, from scriptural report, we came out with 5. How can the devil battle that? He was frustrated. He had to leave my family alone. Praise the Lord. We just don't want to humiliate him the more. By the time we come with, you know, a football team, it will be running. Hallelujah. We have to go and, I have to go and hang my boot. 5-0 is enough to win the World Cup. Praise the Lord. Somebody's story is changing. In your life, God will humiliate the devil. I said, in your life, God will humiliate medical reports. Whatever has placed limitation over your life, the finger of God will humiliate them this morning. In the name of Jesus. But for you to come to that point, you must be fully persuaded that this God will not fail. And because of that, let praise and thanksgiving be stirred up from within. Praise the Lord. Luke 1:45 says, and blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord. God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever God tells you, believe that he will do. And align yourself, reposition yourself so that his hand can reach you. So that his hand can what? Can reach you. May the hand of God reach you this season. We also have the example of Jehoshaphat. Now, it is not out of place to be faced with challenges. Because you are not a human being if you have not seen challenges. Is somebody getting me? Praise the Lord. For Jehoshaphat, we are made to understand that he received the prophetic word, but he had to worship and praise his way to see prophecies fulfilled. At a point in their life, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I think from verse 5, what was in front of them alone was enough to swallow them up. I've told you here, I said, challenges are normal to life, but when they come, let them drive you to God. Because that is the place of safety and rescue. Let your challenge push you to God. But don't let your challenge push you out of God. That is disaster. Reason I wonder, some people say, somebody disappointed me in church, so I am denouncing Christianity. That person has not known Jesus. Because you are not in church for because of anybody. Praise the Lord. If people's attitude or if people's reaction to you will make you to leave church, then you have not even known the God of the church. I was speaking with somebody, he gave me a ride, and I said, where do you worship? He said, I'm in living, say anything. He now said, but occasionally I worship with Redeem. I said, that one too is good. He said, but where's your base? He said, it's living faith. He said, my people are even calling me to come to Catholic or somewhere, but I told them, no, I belong to living faith. I've not seen this man make any mistake. I've not seen any mistake. He said, but until the day he makes mistake, I will leave living faith. So, it was then I doesn't have root. If somebody's mistake can make you leave Jesus, you don't have root. You don't have root. That's just you have not known that God. That's just you are that God. Why are you coming to church? Are you coming as an associate? Or you are coming because you have experienced him? The moment a man of God missed it, but you have forgotten that every man is fallible. It is your encounter with God that keeps you. Who doesn't have errors? Who is it that has not made mistake? But if people's mistake is what will push you out of God, then you have not known that God. I hope we are hearing. Me, I know the day Papa will make such a mistake will not come. We still pray at Shiloh that the hand of God will keep holding him because he's mortal. But whatever we make him miss, it will not happen in his lifetime. But if somebody now misses it, because of that, you now look away from God. That's just you have not even known that God before.
Don't come to church to follow people. Come to church to be planted. It is when your roots go down that you stand in God. Don't allow rubbish to push you out of God. Somebody say, all my Christian friends, they have disappointed me, so I am renouncing Christianity. He hasn't known Jesus. Somebody said, I've been in living faith for over 14 years, but now I've returned to be an herbalist. It's the devil that catch up with you. That shows you are just going to living faith, following people you are not planted. So it is not about living faith, it's about Jesus. It's not about redeem, it's about Jesus. There are always platforms in the kingdom, but let Jesus be the center. You can live living faith and be in redeem, it's not a sin. Provided you know what you are doing. But the primary, the underlying factor is that be in Jesus. Be in Jesus. I was somewhere before, and when I got to campus, I came across this commission. I was a worker in the church. But when I came across this commission, one day, I went for the program in Rajoba. What I had changed every philosophy I had. And I heard God said, pattern your life after this. So, from campus, it was my escape route. From campus, I started coming. Then they now called me from church. Hey, Brotola, we are waiting for you. You are the next on the school superintendent. You know, title can kill people. I told my God, if this pastoring will stop me, I will drop it. It's not mandatory that I pastor, but it's important I hold on to Jesus. I am not running after. I had never bargained for titles. And I will not beg for titles. Neither will I pay for titles. I served my way to wherever I found myself in the kingdom. It's a platform of service. But I told my wife, I said, if this pastoral thing will put my hand in what is not worthy, I rather drop it to secure my destiny. There are always platforms. So when I told them, I said, I had to pray and fast about it before I move. Say, I had to go to Winner's Chapel. What they told me was that, which we are winning here. Hallelujah. And some took offense. But that doesn't stop me. It's Jesus, looking unto Jesus. Not looking unto church. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Is the one who author it, is the one who will finish it. So if you are not holding on to Jesus, you are holding on to church. You may still find yourself in hell. So it is not about the church, it's about Jesus. But you must have a platform, you must have a place of worship. You must have a family in the kingdom to which you belong. That is why I'm a living faith member doesn't mean me to hate redeemed people. Those who does that, they lack wisdom. They are not planted. It's Jesus. One family. Praise the Lord. So Jehoshaphat, he saw the thing. It was staring at him in the face. And he said to God, he said, I know this thing in verse 5. He said, this thing will kill us. They will swallow us up. He said, God, but you are the one. He reminded God of diverse victories they have enjoyed before. Look at it. If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear us. They know God, but yet their heart shook because of the challenge. There are occasions people's hearts may shake with what they are being faced with. But you can leverage on his presence. You can leverage on your past testimonies to secure the victory in the present. Praise the Lord. And what God told them was that, appoint me singers. That's just in the midst of that crisis, you can sing your way out. You can use gratitude to pave way for yourself. There is no one seated here that has not enjoyed God before now. So when things look bad, you can always leverage on what God has done before. Say, God, I know you are the one who did this, but you have not changed. Then change this situation. He will change it. Somebody will encounter change. The hand of God will reach out to you. Through thanksgiving, through praise, Hezekiah and the whole of the children of Israel, they enjoyed divine visitation. Praise the Lord. That was Jehoshaphat. And for Hezekiah, hear this. Hezekiah received the prophetic word and saw it fulfilled by singing a song. You know, in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 5 to 6, Bible says, go and say to Hezekiah, thus hear the Lord. The God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will hard unto thy days 15 years. Praise God. Somebody will enjoy addition here. And in verse 6, hear what it says. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. Let's go to verse 19. I want you to look at this scripture very well. The living, it shall praise thee. As I do this day, the father to the children shall make known thy truth. I wrote something. I said, the implication here, or the import of this verse is that one that is alive, but yet not praising and giving God thanks, is not, that is not a living life of thanks, not living a life of thanksgiving, is as good as a dead man. Maybe you don't understand. The living happy as I do this day. And I said, everyone living but not praising God is as good as a dead man. Because what sustains your being alive is the hand of God. And the only thing you can give back to Him on a daily basis is thanksgiving for keeping your life, for keeping you, and for preserving your life. Ezekiel made us understand that only the living have the capacity to do what? To praise God. So that shows if you are living and you are not praising Him, you are as good as dead. Praise the Lord. Verse 20 says, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my song to the string instruments all the days of our lives in the house of God. But look at the first line. The Lord was ready to save me. If you look at that word, you will discover that it's not talking future. It said the Lord was what? Was ready. The Lord was ready. So he's talking about an understanding of the assurance he enjoys in God. Not that the Lord will be ready. He knew that God is always ready to rescue us. Maybe you don't understand. He's talking in the affirmative. He's talking about the trust he had in God. He knew that that thing will not kill him. He knew that that affliction will not swallow him up. Said the Lord was ready to save me. Was, I think it's in the past tense. That shows even before you cry to Him, God is always ready to rescue you. But there is something you can now do to leverage on that readiness of God to now become materialized. Praise the Lord. God was ready to bless me. But until my praise goes to heaven, that blessing will not drop. Now, it's like, okay, I have it in mind to bless Mr. Legu. You know me, he's in billions. Like how many? With 10 billions. Okay, 20. Okay. His weight is on the increase. 20. Okay, receive it. I said receive it. So I was ready to give him 20 billion. But that 20 billion, I've already signed it. And I said, okay, when he comes to church on Sunday, I will hand it over to him. But you know that it's not that Sunday I prepared to give it to him. I was ready to give him the 20 billion. But were you in church on Sunday? Eh? You make it to church. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I was ready to give him 20 billion. And there is a condition attached to it. He did not know about the condition. The condition is that if he shows up in church on Sunday, and now perhaps he had an understanding of what I'm about to do. He knew I was ready to give him the 20 billion. And he knew also that until he showed up in church on Sunday, the 20 billion will not come. Then he showed up on Sunday. Receive your check now. He showed up on Sunday. What will happen? The 20 billion, because you don't have faith. Praise the Lord. Receive it. Praise God. So that was what Ezekiah said. He knew he will not die that death. Because God was always ready to save him. So, but the only thing with which he can connect with the readiness of God was his thanksgiving. So he will now come in the present to give him thanks for what has been prepared for him. So for somebody here, there is something that has been prepared for this season. God was ready to bless you. But the blessing may not drop until you fulfill the condition. That is why it is covenant highways. For every covenant, there are attached conditions. Terms and conditions applies. So one of those terms is that thanksgiving must ascend to heaven for what God was ready to do to come down. So what we are saying is that it is not when you are giving him thanks, he will start running around to provide it. It is already on ground. But the only thing is that when thanks come, it will just drop. I pray now that what heaven have in store for you will begin to drop. So this is an understanding we must leverage on. Papa said, God is not a dullard. He's a wise creator, a wise investor. He won't create you and not have spare parts in the storeroom. That shows there is nothing in your body that God will just be running around to prepare the idea. So when you meet the condition, it will just be replacing. Is somebody getting it? That's because he has made provision. He knew that depletion can set in. He knew that the enemy can afflict you. He knew that through carelessness, some of his children may fall into evil. So he made provisions already. My God was ready to save me. Therefore, I will sing my song. Because that is the highway through which what he has in store to drop. Thanksgiving is very, very critical at this point in time. You know why? I am crowning your year, this season, with my glory. We are in the crowning moment of the season. We are in the crowning season of the year. But there is something that is required of you and I for your own crown to be placed on your head. Thanksgiving. It's not as if God will just go about to start looking for materials. They are all there. Once you meet the condition, your own comes. Whatever you are trusting God for, your portion is dropping this season. In the name of the Lord. Let's quickly look at Jesus as we shut down because we need to praise God this morning. Okay, look at what Paul said in Acts 27 verse 25. You know, Paul the apostle himself is a thanksgiving addict. He received a prophetic word from the Lord in the midst of the storm. God told him what will happen. And what was happening was contrary. There was a shipwreck. Things were not working the way he had it. Praise the Lord. No, God will only tell you the beginning and the end. If God tells you the beginning and the end, okay, it's like the testimony of Bishop Abioye. He said, Papa told him I will meet you here. See you in Maiduguri. So he knew that no matter what happened on the road, it can't be swallowed up. Because the prophetic word already gone ahead. Now do what? See you in Maiduguri. Okay. Call me when you get to where? Maiduguri. So he knew that a call must be put through in Maiduguri. So nothing can stop him on the way. He was walking with the assurance that he will make a call when he gets to Maiduguri. Many a times we allow our eyes to be on the challenges and we lose focus of where we are going. That was what happened to Peter. He said, Jesus, bid me come if you are the one. Jesus said, come. And he was walking on the water. Then all of a sudden the wind started blowing. Then the moment his gaze shifted away from Jesus, the wind took a better part of him. It started sinking. I pray for somebody here this morning that your gaze on God will not be shifted. No situation, no challenge will shift your gaze this season. In the name of the Lord. So Paul received that prophetic word, Acts chapter 27. Verse 23 and 25. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. That was the angel that came to bear the message. Then in verse 25, hear what Paul said. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. That in the midst of the crisis notwithstanding, I know that what God says he will do, he will do. Reason I will still praise him in the midst of that crisis. Praise the Lord.
when I was dying, pain in the my system, urinating blood. The truth is that when challenge will come your way, your dad may not be around. They don't give notice. It is what you carry inside that will determine what happens. I was alone in Abuja in the hotel room when that crisis came. Later, when we got home, myself and my wife, I told her, don't call no man. Don't call anybody. Just two of us. We stood. I was urinating blood from 9 till around 5 a.m. in the morning. And was here burning. But we held on and we started singing praise. Knowing fully well that I can't die this way. I knew the prophetic word I was running with, and I have not fulfilled that mandate. Please, don't allow your eyes to be shifted by the little situation around you. Concentrate on God. Please repeat this after me. My friend, say after me. Tell your neighbor, my friend, rejoice and be of good cheer. For every good word you heard at Shiloh 2022 concerning your life will come to pass. Situations and circumstances notwithstanding, they will what? They will come to pass. Paul said, we are for us, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall even be as it was told me. What is it that God has told you that the enemy is fighting? Use praise and thanksgiving to silence that devil. Somebody getting me now? Use what? Praise and thanksgiving to silence the devil. Praise the Lord. Imagine somewhere here, somebody here. Sometimes they have called me. You know, after receiving the disappointing news. And while she was telling me, narrating the thing, I was hearing the voice said to me, this person, because of what happened now, she just stopped the chicken she wanted to eat. You know, I was hearing, I didn't say anything. When she finished, and I said to her, is that why you didn't eat your chicken? He said, Daddy, how did you know? I said, come on, go and eat your chicken. I said, go and eat your chicken. That is how to walk on the head of the devil. Is somebody getting? He said, sir, and I just put the chicken on the table. And I said, I'm not going to eat again. I said, God save you, I'm not in federal locus. Hallelujah. Eat that chicken on the head of the devil. And that is what singing in the midst of crisis does. It makes you walk out on the devil. Satan, get lost. Somebody will tell Satan, get lost this season. I said, somebody will tell Satan, get lost this season. In the name of the Lord. Jesus is a perfect example. He spoke the word to his disciples to give the multitudes food to eat in the wilderness. But that prophetic word came to pass through thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. He gave thanks and the hand of God multiplied it. You are here this morning, you have little. And you are thinking, how will this December 25 go? I have good news for you. You will have surplus. I said you will have surplus. You will become the extension of God's hand in the place of sharing. In the name of the Lord. One December, me and my wife, we just sat and said, you see, the devil is so stupid. Only those who don't have food, he will make to be hungry. You don't know. Those who don't have food are the people that will always be hungry. But when there is money and there is food, you discover that even the food, you will lose appetite. Yeah? That December, the enemy thought he can mess up. So we are now looking at about 6 chicken we are yet to slaughter. I said, can you see? Let us begin to redistribute. Praise the Lord. When you begin to redistribute in the midst of little, you have silenced the devil forever. I pray for somebody here this season that the devil will not see your tears. I said, the devil will not see your tears. In the name of the Lord. Jesus blessed it. And it multiplies. That little in your hand will multiply this season. But not without the sequel of thanksgiving. I think God released upon us fresh baptism of a lifestyle of gratitude. In the name of the Lord. So the good news is that you and I, we should all expect the Shiloh 2022 prophetic package to be fulfilled with speed in our lives. As individuals. And what is it that we need to do? through intense and tireless thanksgiving, beginning from this service. Now, for somebody here now, you will see share your testimony this December.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.